What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 248 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the mech of Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
Internet security is very important.
We got the ray-traced durag, Madrid Devon, not wearing durag.
Sometimes you just got to obliterate somebody with a fully boosted sunball.
And Jordan, have you ever officially been on an episode? Officially? Did you ever come to Dead End or anything
I was on an episode.
Okay, so you joining us actually on mic this time because Jalen's out sick. We have the other Anton of Double Entendre, Radic by Nature.
I believe Dragon's Dogma is the older brother and Monster Hunter is the little brother that gets all the attention.
Monster Hunter was around before Dragon's Dogma.
Just in terms of energy. Not linear timeline. This just energy.
We're talking pure size here.
Just pure size.
The weight.
19 inches.
Oh, we got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about, I'm just going to look over, Final Fantasy. We're going to talk about Sea of Stars. We're going to talk about Bleach. Redline. You should watch Redline. And social media ruining a generation.
Being overindulgent in the internet and this generation after us.
The difference is they have a dedicated video viewing service. As a kid, we didn't have that.
Nope.
Like, there were several hubs to watch videos, usually just music videos, and they were constantly getting shut down or changed or ultimately monetized.
Yeah, YouTube was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And YouTube used to be a dating site.
It was a dating site? I thought it was like a vlogging site where people were like, basically, I'm up in the mountains.
Basically. And then YouTube's the biggest search engine.
You watch TV and it's what your parents wanted to watch. Like, or whatever adult in the house. You don't, like, maybe you got TV on the Friday night, Saturday morning cartoons, but you weren't just constantly binging just media.
Right. There was a scarcity to, there were other options than like nonstop consuming content 24/7.
Yep. You were alone with your thoughts sometimes, and that was probably a good thing.
Oh, wait. You just stopped it.
Oh.
Oh, no. I didn't know it ever started.
Oh, yeah. I went over there and I was just like,
oh, it seems okay.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. When I got up, that was when I
I forgot that even happened. Like,
oh, man.
It's a great episode.
Right.
I blame the internet for this. YouTube is your fault.
So, since you dropped X, I know life's improved because
I can taste colors now.
It's tight.
It's tight. No, honestly, I feel great because I no longer have, like, Twitter brain rot.
Right.
Like, other people's opinions aren't, like, their fingers in my mouth, like, dictating what's kind of going on in here. Because, like, whether you acknowledge it or not, like, all that shit that you're reading all the time, it is just going to bounce around in your brain.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a brain that's always on. Mm-hmm. And it's internal monologue always talking about some shit. Now you're just giving it some shit to talk about to you.
Yeah.
And you're forced to listen to that one person podcast. It's like, bro, shut up. You don't even believe that shit. No, but it was entertaining. It was like, But yeah, I don't know about any of the main characters. I'm missing out on memes.
I mean,
memes are another form of brainwashing.
Yeah.
This lady told me this in the Uber pool one time. Because we were all like, all of us were on our phone instead of talking to her. And she was like, it's all them damn memes. You know, be brainwashing you. I'm like, okay.
I mean, not wrong.
You know?
Oh, dog.
Not wrong. Like, it's conditioned you to think a certain type of way.
Just like the YouTube shorts or like TikTok, I like found myself just staring
at
my phone for 30 minutes.
Do those
I like looked
I know.
Up and was like, I was at another universe for 30 minutes.
I know.
I was on the talk for a little bit, and I'm like, damn, I'm losing too much time to this shit.
I spent less than 10 minutes on TikTok because I know how I was with Vine back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I had free time then. I don't have free time now. Like, I'd rather playing Pokemon Go, playing Pokemon Scarlet, playing fucking Crisis, like 14, all these different things I'd rather be doing.
If I'm pulling up TikTok, it's because I know I have 20 minutes that I don't want to dedicate anything else to.
I'm bringing up a 20-minute YouTube video on the second monitor and, like, doing something on my primary monitor.
Yep, I'm doing the same shit here.
Yeah.
Literally this configuration. I have YouTube here and then my work shit. Literally like this.
Just highly stimulated, good.
Yeah. So like I watch way too much YouTube, but as far as like YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram.
Oh, YouTube Shorts? No, because if I'm watching YouTube, I'm probably casting that shit to the kitchen TV. And the second you hover over a YouTube short, they're like, all right, we're going to stop your cast. I'm like, no, please don't. Please. Nope. And as it switches to my phone, I'm like, bro, why are you force feeding me this shit? And I can't even watch it the way I want to watch this shit.
They want the real estate of your mind.
They want the real Instagram reels, brother, in your mind to play back time and time, brother. And that's what we don't have is time. It is digital currency. It's time. All NFTs are failing. They are, and that's so fucking funny.
I mean, I would have thought, I'm mad that it took this long for this to become a story, because I felt like off rip, it was just like, what are you even talking about? I remember like when it first started, some Pokemon game was going on because I was doing my Pokemon Bank shit. Speaking of which, Chris, I can't believe, like, you gotta do something about your decks in Violet.
All I do, I've been catching the in-game Pokemon. I ain't out here on Pokemon Go and transferring to home and then transferring in. I'm playing the game right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I can catch more Pokemon than you have, like, overall in, like, one route. Just, like, running around. Get you some quick balls.
Are you catching all the pokes in the route as you walk by them?
Hell no, I'm training. I built me a team that I like. I'm training. We're all loyal.
I mean, they're all over there. It's just like, well, I'm already over here.
I'll get it. I'm mostly catching when I'm doing like the...
And the evolutions, the little, like...
Yeah.
A lot of the evolutions are just like, all right, they're actually three. There's the dung beetle one. There's the tumbleweed one. And then there is Palmy, which is like this generation's knockoff Pikachu.
I jump over the fucking, the whatever the, not the dumb beetle one.
The tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed one every time. I'm like, I don't want that shit.
What's that, like ghost grass?
Yeah.
But I mean, just that as far as getting your Pokedex up, like that has not, all you have to do is.
I've just never been a person who cared about my Pokedex. I just want my team of my favorite Pokemon in that game.
That
and
bug.
I just go whoop some ass.
Do you have that bug one? That bug one right now. Like, I'm about to go do the Psychic Gym and it has bug and dark type moves. And so I'm about to go stomp this gym with this.
Oh, are you talking about the.
The, like, Locust one?
Yeah.
That's like I've a fucking one. Transformer.
Yeah. Like, he's cool. I have actually caught one of him. Because he's outside, there's a lot of them outside of one of the bases.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are kind of one of those. Because they're so tiny, they'll just throw them everywhere. That and Capsace Kid. The, like,
pepper. Yeah.
Give that a Firestone. That's all you have to do to evolve that. I know you found a Firestone laying. Please tell me have you been picking up the items on the ground? At least as you're going.
As I'm rolling by, yeah. All the little shiny stars and the little Pokeballs. Yeah, I got all.
Okay. I'm just making sure because you're not out here catching Pokemon.
I'll catch some Pokemon.
I always had a personal rule. I'm like, all right, let me try and get at least 10 Pokemon per badge, and then I'll loop back around. I never loop back around. But I would at least have...
I got 100 Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. You're fine.
Right. I used to fucking, like, going to the end of, like, blue or red version, I would have, at best, 30 Pokemon. I did not ever care about catching Pokemon.
No, that's it a part of that's gotta
part catch
of
them all with
no,
not
that's
my
a part. That's a part of the game. Catch the Pokemon.
I understand.
You see something new, just catch it. Catch it that one time, and then each other time you see it.
Right, that's
literally,
the
like, my team got too strong, and then I would just kill it, and I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Just throw a ball out there. quick ball. All you have to do, especially the Pokemon that roll up on you, because they're like Tauros, they're Silizars, like all these things will just beeline at you. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is throw a quick ball. If it's the first turn and it catches
I don't know. There's something about that Pokemon ball catching animation that is just like ingrained into my childhood. I can't imagine just like
opting out of that. The fuck out of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because that was the main point of the game.
Yeah, that was the main fucking point.
I don't know. That's I couldn't be like Chris out here. I'm...
Especially if I'm seeing some shit.
How many Pokemon have you transferred in the game?
The majority of those, but all of the new Pokemon, I am going and I'm catching enough of them for all of their stages of evolution so that I have the base form, the middle form, and the fully evolved form. And so I'm going through and all the new Pokemon.
That's a little extra, but I feel that. I respect that.
Like, I'm looking up all the special ways of to evolve these Pokemon.
Now we
like
see
the
what obsession looks like.
I mean, it's
That's the other side of the Pokemon folks obsessed. Up there, color coordinating and alphabetizing their Pokemon.
If I could do it with the press of a button, I would in a heartbeat. I would organize them by national dex number in Pokemon Home, because my Pokemon Home is just...
Oh, damn.
I don't think there are any boxes that are full. And the problem, like, if I could just consolidate them down to a list in any way, shape, or form in Pokemon Home, it'd be great. I have, like, 300 boxes, and it's...
They're not real! They don't exist!
They're in Pokemon Go, so I go places and
nigga, that
Pokemon
is cold! I could take a magnet, okay. That's just over.
Aside from catching the Pokemon, have you enjoyed the story?
I mean, yes.
Have you made your Pokemon fuck?
No. I don't even know where the like daycare is at or if they
have. Oh. That's somewhere. What you mean.
It's at school.
Since Gen 2.
We're introducing eggs and gender. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm. There's like an egg, something you get in the DLC. So, DLC's cool. You go to another Japan-based region.
Okay.
And so the outfit I have on in Pokemon Go, I have on... It's like the first time you get an outfit that's not like your school color pants and... Fucking whatever kind of shirt
they
that
took
is.
Away drip in this game.
The drip is not good,
non-existent.
The drip was pretty good
It was good. Legends Arceus.
The
like,
haircuts suck.
Huh?
The haircuts suck. The glasses.
Oh no!
Suck.
I found. Oh well, it's because I have the DLC. There's a haircut that's just literally my hair.
Nice.
So.
I tried to get curly hair. It's not great.
Their curls are significantly improved with the DLC. The DLC is worth it just to make your trainer's hair
cool.
Look good in any way.
Yeah, my dude looks like the first stage of a serial killer. He just got dead eyes.
Well, so the DLC puts your hair up in this, like, top knot and shaves the sides, but it doesn't look good because it's, like, it's up and then there's, like, a layer that's out. Oh, yeah, I don't
know. That's the bald part, you know? If you're going for the traditional top knot, you gotta, like, shave all this right here.
Well, no, it's like they have their hair in a... It's weird. I'm like, this has to be a reference to something, but, like, in all my years of consuming Japanese media, I have never seen whatever the fuck is going on with this hairstyle. Like, I've seen all types of crazy shogun samurai, like, even in Indian culture, like, tying your hair and cutting it over, like, the loss of a family member and, like, different traditions like that. None of those are what the fuck is going on in the teal mask at first. But then they give you, like, they're like, oh, because you've been here, you now get this pass, and any salon you go to has, like, additional hairstyles.
That's cool. So is the DLC, like, past and then ones in the future?
No. They're both modern day. Okay. So, like, so far with what I've done with the DLC is there's a festival going on this island. You go to the island. You get a new Pokedex. It's actually cool, like, you know, traditional festival. Everybody's in kimonos, and it's one of those.
No cheese sandwiches.
The summertime rendering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so there's a festival, and there are two students from the school that you're going to visit in the second DLC, because there's another, like, expansion pass of first DLC's Teal Mask, second DLC's Indigo Disc, and there are, like, 5 new Pokemon in the DLC. That's why I haven't really been doing it.
Wow.
New Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's like,
is that too many
Kubfu
to catch? Yeah.
I'm never going. I'll catch one of them.
They're probably.
But here, take this Pokemon.
I don't really want it.
He's ugly.
There's a Ursaluna. There's a new form of Ursaluna.
That's cool.
Yeah. You don't give a shit about it?
Damn.
I'm going to catch.
Teddy Ursa, Ursaring, getting Ursaluna, and now blowing
Ursaluna. I am just worried about.
Look at that. Horrible frame rate. Oh, my Ursa God. Luna? Those rice fields.
Oh, that looks rough.
Ooh. Ooh. The textures are bad. There's hella popping. Shit's animating at, like, half speed. It's, like, just all around bad.
Do you think they're going to do any better?
What? No, absolutely not. Not with this game.
No.
I'm enjoying the game because...
With the next Pokemon.
It depends on if they are building off of this.
Is it going to be on the next Pokemon, the next game console?
Oh, no, so what do you think the next remake is going to be, honestly?
My theory, because... All right, so... We're due for a Johto thing, right?
God damn it, yes.
And we got the Entei, Raikou, and Suicune Paradox forms in Scarlet and Violet. So we have...
Those things were cursed.
Yeah, they're hella cursed. Great. Hella fucking cursed. I hate
I don't know things. Why you did that to Suicune.
One of them looks delicious, though. Maybe a Suicune? It looks like it's got them little arms.
Yeah.
Like a chicken? Yeah, yeah.
Suicune should not be bipedal.
I'd fry up that Suicune. Brad, you wouldn't eat that Suicune?
Yeah, I would.
You would fuck that shit up, right? Smoked Suicune?
Lemon pepper Suicune, bro.
Okay, and so look at the Raikou. Paradox Raikou.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so...
This is giving me Hell's Paradise vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And what's so... Entei hasn't been officially revealed. Entei's going to be in the Indigo Disc.
Oh, okay.
And so... For the first time since they've done Pokemon DLC...
Entei's going to be a boar.
It's...
Headline from thegamer.com: Pokemon fans are bullying Raikou over his new Paradox form.
He's gonna join Team Star. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're due a Johto thing, and they have Paradox forms of the legendary dogs. As well as
those are no damn dogs.
No, do not keep. If those are in the next game, I will not.
Play. Oh yeah, that's a fucking giraffe. If you're getting a Johto remake, it's gonna be Pokemon Legends Ho-Oh is what I'm thinking. Cool. I'm thinking we go to the past version of Johto with the past versions of these, and then I think we're gonna get like Black and White 3 because the Paradox forms of those legendaries are the future ones. So I think that's how...
Right. And then in the future, we get to get Pokemon Let's Go Hoenn.
Oh my gosh.
Woo! I play it.
I can't wait to get to Hoenn. Ooh wee! Too much water, where?
You know that's a Fran Mirabella? Did you know that Fran's responsible for that too?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that Fran Mirabella at IGN reviewed Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, gave it like a 7.2 because and one of the negatives was too much walk.
It wasn't even that bad.
FM3 underscore.
Surf. Dive, waterfall,
oh, yeah.
Hoeing.
The amount of HMs you have to use in 3 is bad.
Get 3/4 of the fucking map is water.
Get you a Pelipper.
Yeah, but make they it have do to add like 3 different...
Right, water traversal.
I'm like...
Fly, surf, dive.
Fly and surf are goated. All the other ones can go the fuck somewhere else.
All of them, I'm glad, have fucked off entirely.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because now we have Coridon, and I guess you have
Myrion. Is there another water... Well, I guess you got Hydro Pump, but, like, another flying move that is as good as fly?
Yeah, totally. 100%. There's, like... As far as, like, in-battle usefulness?
Yeah.
Yes, there's...
Aerial
Ace. At least
Aerial Ace has always been in there, and it's good, but, like, fly was... A solid move.
I mean, fly is like...
Because you get to fucking hide.
Surf was good. Surf's not anywhere near as good anymore.
Oh, yeah, because it hurts your team, your own Pokemon.
Well, that and the way they've changed up the move pool, I'm mad I've fallen down this YouTube rabbit hole. So, more useless, completely fucking irrelevant knowledge clouding up my brain.
It's research.
Yeah.
At least it's not coming from Twitter.
It's really not. It's coming from YouTube, though. A lot of it. That and just... Because I'm starting to see competitive clips.
Nerd.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean,
it's bad.
Really
like,
cool-ass moves, though.
I am completely... I'm playing Pokemon Go. I'm playing Pokemon Scarlet. I brought
this Pokemon myself to have perfect EVs and IVs.
I do have some that have perfect... IVs, but I definitely don't EV train ever.
Ever?
Nope.
Oh.
Not even once, kids. Oh, the Gigantamax did.
Oh, that's
and
the,
put the sniper.
The fucking sniper. The Inteleon sniper tower.
That's hilarious. What?
But yeah. Those are my theories for the next core Pokemon games. I think we're going to get Pokemon Legends, maybe Unknown. Like, something, ooh. Because the fact that Legends Arceus is the East Sky, go back in time, and you're, like, seeing past versions of Dialga and Palkia and Giratina. Mm-hmm. Even though Giratina, it was just distortion form.
Yeah.
It would, but like.
Oh, so if you go back into Johto, like seeing the unknowns, they would have been saying something.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, "Oh shit, I can."
They
read
never
that.
Really like went. In, I think they went into it in the like, the movie, but in the game they never really go into it. Like you solve the puzzles and you unlock the unknowns, but
yeah, those
researchers
just,
don't do anything.
That's just a tactic for them to make money with the other properties later.
Also, fucking online back in the day where they used to say, like, if you catch every single unknown and put it in order, you'll unlock Celebi.
Oh, wow.
It was a lie.
It was a lie. Just like using strength on the truck in...
Oh, yeah, in Red and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But the funny thing is, in Scarlet and Violet, behind pretty much every parked truck outside of a town, there's an item.
There's a lot of items in this game.
Oh, yeah. They
did not fuck around.
This is why the Pokedex thing's even more confusing. Because as you catch more Pokemon and fill out your Pokedex, you get rewards that unlock more items at the shop. But I guess if you're not buying Pokeballs to catch it, it doesn't fucking matter what they're selling.
I got like 40 Ultra Balls.
I bought like 50 quick balls before I left. Because I'm just like, all right. It's about to be go time.
What do quick balls do?
If you use it on the first try, it has like a 4x catch rate.
Oh.
So you just go into a battle with a Pokemon you've never seen, throw a quick ball, and it's more effective than an Ultra Ball.
Huh. Okay, fair enough. I'll play football.
And then repeat balls are if you already caught the Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Not re-catch.
That's one thing I'm not going to do, is catch a Pokemon twice. Get the fuck. So you wouldn't go to the Safari Zone?
There.
Just when there Pokemon was one? Like
Kangaskhan, Rhyhorn. I get those and then hop out. Maybe a I never caught
and
a Tangela.
After like Gen 4, the Safari Zone was just like, all right, we don't have Pokemon Bank or Home yet. We got to get these old Pokemon up here somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But then 3DS, Pokemon Bank, PokeTransporter. It was a great time.
Good job.
Dude, it was just like, oh. So all my Pokemon that I've ever had that I still have the cartridges for, I can just put here and use in, because that was pre the games not having all.
Do you have your Pokemon from when you were a kid?
Yes.
Wow.
I have like out of my original Diamond, like I have that Dialga that I caught.
Do you have one from further back?
I probably have some from Game Boy Advance, like.
How would you...
Fire Red, I know. I transferred a shit ton out of Fire Red. I cleaned that out because what you had to do with the DS was put, like, a Gen 4 or 5 game in the DS slot and put the GBA game in the Game Boy slot at the same time, and they'd be in the Safari Zone.
Oh.
And that's
cool.
That's what the Safari Zone was how you transferred your Pokemon from Game Boy to DS.
I see this dude said, anyone else take the Cheeto dust from their fingers and rub it on their gums just to feel something? Hey, you. My boy.
I mean, hot Cheeto? I'm never rubbing my gums with anything.
What's it's like that scene from Redline. Where he's just up there, yeah.
I need to watch that movie again.
Same.
When I first discovered it, that was a magical night.
Yeah.
That was a magical night. I had no idea what it was. I just ran into it by accident.
Ashton told me to watch it. He was, and I just found it. He's like, it's on Amazon Prime or something.
Yeah.
And Ashton was like, you need to watch Redline. I was like, all right. Watched Redline.
Eyes wide open.
Right. Excellent time. Have you not seen Redline, Chris? You should watch Redline.
That's a great time.
You should watch Redline. Pull up your best setup, you know, get all the specs going, put in some eye drops.
Speaking of best specs, did you watch Bleach?
I haven't watched it yet.
Ooh.
Might do that when I get home.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm caught up on JJK.
Ooh. I can get like a month of Hulu just to catch up on Bleach.
Ooh. Yeah, you should do that.
When's the last episode? Episodes?
No idea.
Okay.
I don't know how many we have left in this core, but it would honestly be, if it's less than a month.
Because I think I haven't watched like the past, for like the past 3 weeks.
Two Bleach? Or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The last thing I saw was,
I'll slip on JJK until Saturday, and then I'll watch JJK and Bleach on Saturday, but I am not, especially like, with us recording like later and like a bunch of different stuff, I am watching Bleach every fucking Saturday as soon as I can.
The last thing I saw is Ichigo just showed back up and kind of whooped at everyone's ass. And Yawich was like, yeah, thanks.
Oh.
Later.
You're not that far behind.
Yeah. Because I think they took a week off. And then after that, I took a week off. And today is Saturday, so... I think I got like two, maybe three episodes.
I think two tops.
Two.
So, Radek, I'd say look up how many episodes are in Core 2 and see.
It's the same amount as last season.
It's C-O-U-R. That's in your Blood War Part 2. The first one actually knew what you meant.
Oh. 13 episodes.
13? Yeah.
I'm trying to think how many are out. Because the way they did the episode numbering, I'm like, no, don't continue. Don't be like, this is episode 21 as episode 1 of Core 2. I need, Like the continuity makes.
I hate when you do that.
And then in the episode, it'll be like 346 because it's like actually continuing.
It's the same season.
Yeah, I mean it is.
It's the same season.
Right, somebody was like, oh, Jujutsu Kaisen's too long. The anime, I'm like, it is two seasons. Season two is going on and one movie. Too long. And they had already seen the movie by the...
Like, what the fuck?
I'm wise.
This is why you don't listen to people.
So yeah. My version of too long might be skewed.
Right. Honestly, dog, I've been watching One Piece. I am in Wano.
You feel me?
I used to say, yeah, if you want to consume One Piece, the best way to do it is read the manga. Watch anime. Just skip some of those.
I'm gonna wait for the live action.
Don't do that. I mean, I enjoyed the live action. I really did.
They got renewed for a season two, which
I'm getting through it.
Damn.
They're doing better, and I mean, Oda is all over. It's the same way Kubo's.
Redick, how you feel about how you feel about the One Piece live action?
So
you seem less than neutral on it.
I'm still giving it its shot, right? Because I have to remember, as somebody all the way caught up, I have to remove myself from the ridiculousness that is current, from the more childlikeness that was the beginning of One Piece, you know? So I'm trying to give it its shot, but there's certain things I'm like, all right, the actor for Luffy, he's great. I just don't like that he has an accent. I'm like, who's Mexican Luffy? Who's this guy? I mean, he's cool. I love his acting. It's just the accent is like, this is not my boy. Who is this?
No, Luffy.
He's great, but who is this guy?
The Straw Hats are great, but you just have to accept that
like
they're
a sailor. That's
they're like a different, cool. They're the Straw Hats in a different universe. If that makes sense.
I have to, like, remember.
Because they're this, like, come on, Usopp has way too much Riz.
True. Oh, and there's one big gripe that I have, though, and I don't know why they did this. When they had the Gold Roger scene when he was dying.
Yeah.
And they didn't make him say the specific thing.
I left everything
that the
in
One Piece.
Piece
is real. That's literally the thing that made niggas go crazy and want to go search for it. Because they're like, oh, it's a bet. Why didn't they make him say it? He just said, go be pirates. And they were just like, okay.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
That was a little weird for me. But.
All right. So Chopper, how do you guys think they should handle Chopper in the live action? CG?
If
practical?
Practical would be so fucking cursed. It'd be beyond fucking cursed. CG is their best bet. It would be funny if he's like hybrid form, CG, human form, which is his monstrous form, practical effects, reindeer form, real.
The fucking deer.
That would be the best option. Because you get all three.
Yeah,
you get a real fucking deer. You get a CGI deer-human hybrid. And you get a human form, which looks monstrous. Practical effects, like the fishman.
I think it should have been a Muppet. Like... Like felt chopper maker.
That could work too, honestly. And you just see his like little mouth moving. Yeah. It's One Piece, no, so some stupid shit would work just fine.
Oh, bro, that is a really good question, bro. Can you train a deer to act?
I mean, you can fucking shit.
Y'all ever seen Air Bud?
Right, they train dog. No, dog can be, but.
Yeah,
you know, but those dogs had no concept of what the fuck was going on.
Yo,
some of them are just
the
dead.
Dog that was Air Bud had no idea what the fuck Air Bud was.
Right, right.
Yeah. It was.
You know,
it
would be the most cursed if they actually got a raccoon. That would be ridiculous, bro. Like these niggas do not.
Because they're not about to give us the Rocket Guardians, level CGI.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, James Gunn.
On the fucking One Piece live action.
That would be crazy. But yeah, I am curious as to how they're going to handle that. Because there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of freaks in Luffy's crew.
A lot of fucking freaks.
Yeah. Right, Frankie's going to be a whole...
Oh, man.
Frankie's whole introduction is he like when he joins the crew, he runs through his whole fucking city with no fucking Speedo on. Because he just wears an open Hawaiian shirt and a Speedo.
You right.
And he has he has nipple lights. Because he's a fucking cyborg.
Like pasties with LEDs on.
What the fuck? Chris is like, I don't know what the fuck is.
One That's piece. Fucking wild.
One piece, bro.
Only the front side of his body is like cyborg because he couldn't reach his back. So if he gets shot in the back, he will actually bleed. And then there's a literal fucking skeleton.
Right. When I said Frankie, I thought it was a skeleton. Cause
oh, that's Brooke.
Brooke.
All bones Brooke.
Yeah.
All bones Brooke.
Soul King. Soul King.
And he's just a reanimated skeleton.
Yep. That's a stand-up comedian kind of thing. And musician.
Yeah, like he tells Prince? Self-depreciating jokes. Because right. he doesn't have any flesh.
Literally. And he's a pervert.
There's always one.
Always.
There's two perverts.
Yeah, I was about to say, actually, isn't that Sanji's
whole? Actually, technically, there's three perverts in the crew.
Yeah.
Chopper?
Frankie.
Frankie.
Frankie, he won't sexualize somebody. He'll sexualize himself.
Yeah, like he's...
By being like a nudist. So he's kind of a pervert.
That's true.
He literally installed nipples.
I guess it's good that they are pirates on a boat.
I'm Luffy. Not as I'm going to be the... king of the pirates. Right. The other funny thing about the live action is like reading One Piece. You're like, okay, maybe Luffy isn't watching the One Piece live action. Is like, oh yeah, Luffy is autistic.
Oh yeah.
Like the way he like just the, like watching him interact and how he like goes about life and things like that. I'm like, wow. His strong sense of justice, his special interests.
It almost like makes it more relatable.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I understand. I get it. Yeah. I get it completely. Yeah, that's why he's my favorite. That's why he's my favorite anime protagonist.
Yeah.
One of well, top. He's up there. I can't say favorite because favorite is Guts.
Ichigo, 100%.
Guts is my.
I think if I read Berserk, Guts actually, would definitely be up there.
Luffy's probably my favorite.
Chris, who's your favorite Shonen MC? Deku had a good fucking run for me.
Yusuke.
But Deku.
Yeah.
Yusuke Urameshi.
That's a good one.
Yusuke?
Yeah. Itadori is pretty cool.
I mean, Itadori is a bit.
I want to see how he closes.
It's like
closes
that.
Things out. You know?
Yeah.
He's my boy, though.
It is almost fucking over. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
What's his name though? Ippo.
Oh, Hajime Ippo. Yeah.
That's my boy.
The orange is that the volleyball one or is that a different one?
No, that's boxing. Hmm.
Oh.
That's my
Steel
boy.
Joe? Something like that?
Ippo Mara. What's his last name?
Naruto Uzumaki. Me.
Ippo Makonochi,
Naruto is a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, all these MCs are valid.
He's a nice guy.
But number one's Ichigo with a bullet. Because his theme song is number one.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking banger. Whoo! All time anime song level. Like. And then he got a Bankai remix for the Thousand Year Blood War arc and fucking goes somehow harder. Like it was bona fide classic.
Many blessings.
And then there's a new song by the singer. That when Renji used his new Bankai in Thousand Year Blood War.
That was piped up.
Yeah, I need that song. I just need that specific genre of like Bleach music. I need that song.
I feel that. So I came to a realization that's probably no surprise to anybody, but I was going through my games that are like on my console and pretty much all of them were JRPGs. If it wasn't a JRPG, it was an anime fighter, and if it wasn't an anime fighter, it was Yu-Gi-Oh. And if it wasn't, Ollie Ollie World was the outlier.
Okay.
That was the one outlier out of all the games I had downloaded.
The only games that it makes sense for me to have folders for right now in the collection are Final Fantasy, just because it's that many, mm-hmm. and then Persona, just because, like, I got three different versions of Persona 5 in my PlayStation library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
fair. So, yeah, I mean, JRPGs, like, we are eating.
Because right now, it's all about Sea of Stars for me. I think mm-hmm. I hit the, maybe the halfway point.
I need to get back into it.
How many hours are you in?
I was going to bring my Switch because yesterday would have been the day Scarlett reported my hours.
Oh, you want to see how many hours?
Yeah, so I could see how many hours I put into Scarlett already. Because I feel like it's been a lot. I'm more than halfway done with that game. I've booted up my PlayStation a couple times to, like, download the Ghostwire demo. And there were a couple things I booted my PlayStation up for. But
Ghost Runner?
Yeah, I said Ghostwire.
Yeah.
Ghost Runner. Download the Ghost Runner demo. What else did I do on my PlayStation? I definitely haven't booted up any games.
Yeah. Chris, you're playing Sea of Stars, right?
Yeah, I mean, once I finish Pokemon, I'll go back to Sea of Stars.
Reddick, you were playing Sea of Stars?
Yes, sir. I was having a good time with that shit, bro.
How far did you beat it?
Not yet. I just got the boat.
Okay, you just got the boat. I see. I just
got ownership of the boat.
I just beat the Dweller of Woe.
Ooh.
So that first, when shit goes south, basically.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a good time, man.
It's a good time.
That game, I feel like that's a game where, and I haven't felt this in a very long time, with modern games. It's a game where I felt how much love they put into the game. Every single detail. It's like a gamer that played games got together with other gamers and said, let's make a game.
Yeah. Have you played their other game?
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
The Messenger?
It's on my wish list. I have to get it.
Ninja Gaiden.
The old school, difficult, brutal.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden. Gotcha.
It's like, same way they were like, what if we made Chrono Trigger, like, now?
Right, with Sea of Stars?
Yeah, gotcha. Ninja Gaiden now?
I appreciate them for that.
And they're in the same universe.
Oh, shit, that's cool. That's dope.
I don't know how that affects anything, as I played absolutely zero of either of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, I played the demo of Sea of Stars, but
I feel like Sea of Stars is one of those games you got to get into it, and then you see all the love pouring out of it.
That?
Like, even it's like, you know how like Final Fantasy has random card games?
Mm-hmm.
The equivalent, the equivalent in Sea of Stars is a game called Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually got into it. I'm like, this is dope.
Oh, man.
Where do I get other
figures? Have you played...
You got to beat anybody who will play against you. You beat them on championship version.
And then that's how you get it. Figures.
Radic, you were talking about freeing up space for Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
You need to free up space for Final Fantasy VII. Because there's the Intergrade DLC with Yuffie and Fort Condor. Game that you're going to be playing.
I do need to re-download that and finish it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, because you stopped at something that was not supposed to be beat. Right. So you should just go beat that game.
I maxed out my characters thinking that I was supposed to beat Behemoth when I saw him. And I was like, why can't I beat this nigga? I'm this far, my characters are max, I must be missing something. But every time I go forward, they're like, if you pass here, you won't be able to come back. So I'm like, fuck. And I just put the game away. Because I was like,
yeah, you got to go do that. And then go straight into the DLC.
Okay.
I didn't do any of the side shit in the DLC, but the DLC is sizable. And you're going to need it for Rebirth. You could be one of those crazy people who's not going to play anything and is just going to jump into Rebirth, but it explains how Yuffie gets into the story.
Okay.
And she's not an optional character anymore. Nobody's optional. Fucking Vincent is going to be like Red 13. So like Red 13, Yuffie, and then Kate Sith are going to be like the added playable ones.
Oh, and Vincent's just like at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in your party, but I'm not.
Right. You don't get to control me.
Shoot that lever over there.
Probably, yep.
Hey, Vincent. Yeah, I'll shoot it.
It's Matt Mercer, so.
It's high noon.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They can't
Star Platinum.
Star Platinum.
It's also Joe Tarr.
God damn.
Matt Mercer, come on Cheesy Controller Podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right. Anybody, what have y'all been playing? I know you've been playing Pokemon.
Like, I'm at the end of it. What,
Pokemon. Sea of Stars.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded that. I made space and downloaded Baldur's Gate 3.
I am Balls Deepter Gate.
Just like that thing in the back of your eyeball.
Exactly.
So as the only one here who's played it,
uh-huh.
How many? First of all, how many hours into it are you?
Is it
an unhealthy obsession level of hours, or is it a dabbling level of hours?
So this is what always happens, right? Whenever I get close to unhealthy obsession, there's this threshold before I reach it where, since I'm playing it often, I'll leave it on by accident. Y'all know this happens to me all the time. Stupid, bro. If I could just see it. Can't play it. I just want to look at it.
I'm so close to being obsessed. I'm just scamming my.
Right, you got a microdose it, just have the like BGM
going. I'm just going to that. That'd be crazy. But it's not quite
just
there.
Just a regular interest.
Right. It's not quite to like Elden Ring levels of unhealthy yet. You feel me?
But so how many hours in?
That's the thing. It's hard to say because right now it's saying 52 hours. But I know some of that is allocated to me just like...
Idling.
Yeah, idling. Yeah. Leaving it on.
That's what my Sea of Stars count is right now. I'm
gotcha. Like, yeah. Yeah, like when you're playing a game a lot, sometimes like, oh, I'm playing it, but I gotta go do something real quick. I'm gonna get back to it. Then ADD hits and you forget that you switched.
Man, you start cleaning your house or something.
You start cleaning your house or you forgot that you have to change the load of clothes. So now you're doing that to make sure the clothes don't get frowsy before you put it in the dryer.
Bruh.
And then like, oh shit, bruh. I have to start cooking.
And then your dog asking you for food. It's like, it's too early.
Right, right.
You actually got another hour. Right. So you're just being greedy.
Right. All of a sudden, it's the next day, and you come and it's like, oh, your PS5 shut down to save power. You turn it on, and it's still in the middle of the battle. I'm like, oh, shit. What was I doing?
I actually got fucked like that yesterday because my power went out, and I stopped playing Sea of Stars after I beat a boss. And I didn't. I was like, all right, let me just. I'm about to get ready to go to bed. I just kind of put it down. I didn't keep moving. It took it to the point to save, and when I booted my PlayStation back up, it didn't autosave after that boss fight, so I had to fight him again.
I was super.
I beat him more stylishly this time, though.
Okay.
With the Sun Ball.
Nice.
That's
fully charged.
Okay.
That shit hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Ball's cool.
It is.
I can't do that
one. I like the Boomerang one, too.
I can't think of a game I've let idle in a really long time.
Final Fantasy 16. I'm like, this doesn't even have a game clock, so.
Fair.
Vital?
There's no guilt.
Fuck it.
Dead Space. I love Dead Space. It would stress me the fuck out. I'm like, I gotta stop for the. I need a 15-minute break. Let me go break some lunch. Yeah, make some lunch.
14? Oh, man.
all the time.
I'll load that bitch up just to let it sit down. Like, I paid for this shit. I'm gonna go up now. I'm gonna sweep.
I'm gonna sweep too. Idle and Limsa.
Yep. Do the bee's knees. put on them outfits.
The thing is that put through the broom emote. Get me. They just, it's perpetually sweeping the city. They're like, yo.
And they do it like they get paid for it. Right. I'm convinced.
It's like the Destiny robot. I was mad they turned it, like, it was cool that they turned him into, like, a lore. He was, like, the raid vendor. So they made him, like, an important character. Even though for all of Destiny 1, his only job was to sweep.
Oh, him! Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That robot became the raid vendor later on in Destiny.
I don't remember that. After challenge.
So, as far as big news, there was that huge Xbox leak. Like, all of Xbox's plans for, like, the next
we're gonna buy Nintendo.
What? And,
yeah. Oh, so, what happened was, in the FTC trial of Microsoft, which they approved Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard under the condition that they give streaming rights to Ubisoft. So, Ubisoft now owns the streaming rights to all of Activision Blizzard games. And Microsoft, I think it wasn't the FTC, it was the CMA that let it go through. It was the FTC that they're currently, like, engaged in a trial with, where Microsoft didn't secure their documents and sent them to the FTC. Fired. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody got fucking fired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody got fired.
Presentations, like, there were things that were in, like, it was like, we meant to send this one page of this PDF, and the whole PDF got, like, 20-something pages. Oh, my.
And why are you stressed?
Because he's cybersecurity.
I'm literally doing cybersecurity. So, like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, let me see.
Bro.
But yeah, wow. So Microsoft didn't password protect their documents that they sent to the court.
And so Microsoft.
You would have right, and that's the thing, like,
they didn't use that send safely link.
When it first happened, everybody's like, oh shit, the FTC fucked up, and they were like, we didn't do anything.
It was them niggas.
Right.
Don't blame us.
So Microsoft has nobody to be mad at but the person that sent the file. Sent it.
That nigga is fired. That nigga is hella fired.
It said a lot of shit in there.
Buried under hell. Fired.
Under the jail.
Yeah. Because they were like, yeah, we want to try and buy Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to buy full Nintendo. Email. Yeah, that's the thing. Phil Spencer
was. It was like, in a perfect world, yeah. Right, we'd buy these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it'd be a career. He said it would be a career level move. That would be, like, the thing I'm remembered for. If I could get. He's like.
He's right.
He's
right.
He had valid ass points. He was like. Nintendo is, and this is Switch was out and doing really well, but this is, like, this email is from, like, 2019. So, before Animal Crossing, before the Switch, like, really reaching that next level. So, it was like, Nintendo's being held back by their hardware, and it, like...
Dang, just, that's crazy. Their hardware? Nintendo's hardware?
Ooh, the thought.
What?
Ooh, the thinking.
Online infrastructure monster.
Damn. Wow. You know
wow.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You think they could make a deal with Nintendo? This is never.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Xbox is never going to buy them.
One of the things like, that came out around that was, like, Nintendo is sitting on a mountain of cash so big that they've literally laughed Xbox out of the room multiple times. It's like a running thing of Microsoft, because for the original Xbox, that's how they were going to break into the console market. If they went to Japan and tried to buy Nintendo, and Nintendo said, fuck you, get out of my office.
When you're an ugly nigga hitting on a bad bitch.
Human resources.
Looking good, Lemon Quisha.
Lemon Quisha? Why do I imagine a yellow hair?
Not even blonde, just yellow.
Lemon yellow, bro.
Oh, shit.
And then they tried doing it again, like, post Bethesda, like, in shopping around to get, like, Activision Blizzard, they went to Nintendo and got laughed out the room again.
Yeah.
But Nintendo is being held back by their hardware. Hopefully the Switch 2 with DLSS is going to hit.
This is
it needs to be backwards compatible.
Doesn't the Switch now have DLSS?
No.
I could have sworn that was one of the things.
It was the Tegra X1. It's an NVIDIA chip, but it is not an RTX chip. And the RTX chips is when DLSS... My fucking 1070 Ti doesn't have fucking DLSS.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah. DLSS wasn't a thing when the Switch came out.
Yeah, that's true. I at least think the OLED would might.
No, it's the same...
Yeah, same shit, different screen.
Yeah, it's...
Kickstand.
Well, no. So they updated the processor. So I think all of us have the old Switch that has worse battery life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not due to having a bigger battery. It's due to a more efficient... I don't even want... Do I even fucking want to know? Okay, I'm waiting till I know. I saw one frame of a meme and I no, so that was just the whole thing. The lemon quisha memes in the Discord somewhere. Oh, or did you text it to us? That was right.
Jesus Christ. That shit was buried deep in my phone. But again, I knew exactly where it was.
I repeat your statement earlier, the internet was a mistake.
I was falling backwards.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh fuck.
Jeez.
If you're listening to this at home, go through the Discord and use espionage to try and track down what post was it.
Right.
Check the date and the time.
Show my watch to the camera for one frame.
Today is Saturday. That's all you need to know.
Not the evil villain laugh.
Yes.
I forgot. We were having a serious conversation. What the fuck were we talking about?
Xboxes and their unsecure emails.
Just all that shit.
Not encrypted. Like, just raw dogging.
Getting laughed out of the room by Nintendo. Which
Justin's
is fair,
a paralegal, and he just had to pop in the Discord. Always protect your password protect the documents you were sending to court.
Wild.
And it's fucking Microsoft.
That's what I was like. I was like, who the fuck?
I will say, as somebody who does this, you'd be surprised at how much companies do not think of their cybersecurity. I'm like, you got too much shit at stake, Mr. Microsoft or
corporation. Their plans like, for the next five fucking... They like, talked about the code names for the next... Two Xboxes.
Jeez, bro.
They're like design, like legitimate internal PowerPoint presentations, pitching the like marketing for the next Xbox between teams within Microsoft.
Yep.
Like even if you don't understand, because I understand for a lot of people it might just seem like kind of this ephemeral thing that because they can't see it. But whether you can see it or not, you should be knowledgeable about what can fuck with your money.
Yep.
Yeah. You feel at the end of the day, you should know, okay, this will fuck my money up. Okay, how do we cover that base? At the base level.
Like Dishonored 3 would have been an announcement that would have gotten a lot of people very hyped. Now it is a known quantity that
crazy.
Arkane is working on a Dishonored 3 after the Indiana Jones.
Damn.
Like,
wasn't an Oblivion remake also in there?
Yep, Oblivion remake was also in there.
Wow.
Think about being blacklisted.
Fallout 3 remake.
Fallout 3 remake.
Was so.
Jeez. Jeez, man.
So much stuff. How much they were spending on Game Pass day one exclusive. Huh?
You think, like.
The internet never
forgets. 2-3 years down the line when they actually go to show it.
Nvidia leak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember how that keeps being right?
Yep.
The only things that, like, pretty much haven't come out, or that we know aren't coming out, because it was Mortal Kombat 12, because it was 11, then 1. So Mortal Kombat 12 was in there, and then it just ended up being Mortal Kombat 1, and then Titanfall 3 was in there, and Respawn was like, nah.
We canceled it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Even though they brought back servers for Titanfall 2 on Steam, doesn't like, it was hacker-ridden, and apparently they just went in and fixed Titanfall 2 servers on Steam.
And so they got rid of Titanfall 3?
Huh?
So they just got rid of Titanfall 3's idea?
Well, no. It seems they're doing, like, a back-end thing to announce a Titanfall thing. All the people you would want working on Titanfall are no longer at Respawn.
Oh, yeah.
Even, like, Stig Asmussen, he has a hard last name to pronounce, but he worked on God of War 3 and then went to Infinity Ward and then went to Respawn, and he was responsible for the Jedi games, and he's out. So all the people that you would have wanted making the mission designer that was from Infinity War that did All Ghillied Up and like a lot of, was primarily responsible for Titanfall 2's campaign being as good as it was mechanically, he's no longer there. So it's the same thing of like Blizzard, like the Overwatch team, none of the people that made Overwatch good at the beginning are on the Overwatch team anymore. None of the people that really did a lot of the innovative things for Respawn. Respawn is now the Apex studio. And while Apex, like, the people who were there at the start of Apex really had, like, a good idea and a solid, like, plan of where they were going.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore.
Yeah, every time I think about Apex, I think about how I really don't care to play Apex.
Yeah, no, I have no motivation.
Honestly, like, if a game isn't doing what you wanted to do, drop it.
Yeah, especially when
a social media site, a job, drop it. You'll feel a lot better.
Well, I want to pick up Rocket League
again. Go back, and if it's not doing what it's supposed to do,
drop. I don't think Rocket League's ever changed.
Yeah, it did. Like, a lot of the epic stuff, you see it being very epic now. It is Fall Guys, Rocket League, all of them. Oh,
yeah, some of their, like, some of their, what is it, not Battle Pass, it's a Battle Pass, yeah. Rocket Pass or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It, punch like, card. We're very weak. This is the reason why I'm not playing Yu-Gi-Oh. I like, the Battle Pass for that was is weak. And once you, like, get consistent weak Battle Passes, it's like,
I need the Ahsoka shit to come out in Fortnite so I can have a reason to play Fortnite. Because the Ahsoka show has been, like, as somebody who didn't watch Rebels and just watched, like, shout out New Rock Stars on YouTube, I watched their four-part, like, they had a part for each season breakdown, like, 20 minutes of each season of Rebels going into Ahsoka. Ahsoka has been dope. There is, like, legit cool shit happening in that show.
Nice.
And so I need the Ahsoka skin, which is, like, the big draw to the Battle Pass this season. Because I don't think there are any crossovers in, like, the main track. I need that to come out so I can play some Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
But I also need to beat Pokemon before Spider-Man 2 comes out.
Shit.
I could totally do it. I could totally do it.
It's not. I mean, if you stop catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, I'm
moving. There is a level. Not really.
Yeah, it scales.
It scales. I think 62 is the highest your level, your Pokemon you have to really get.
Yeah, I think. But I mean, I'm going to.
Just for the champion?
My fully evolved Fuecoco is going to be level 100 probably by the time I beat the game.
Because is that all you're using?
Huh?
Is that all you're using?
I mean, primarily.
Yeah.
Is my lead Pokemon. I fully evolved both the other starters and took them out of my team. The fully evolved form of Sprigatito, I needed that for one of the gyms. It might have been the water gym. And I just fucking terrestrialized and wipe.
Isn't there a ghost camp? There's something you're going to need dark for.
Oh, yeah. I used a it was a double battle, and Fully Evolved Fui Coco.
Yeah.
It Shadow Ball. Mm-hmm. And then I had Cacturne. My Cacturne that I got through Mystery Trade that I used all throughout Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a staple on my team, was that specific Cacturne.
Cool.
And so I put that Cacturne from home into Scarlet and Violet, and I was like, yeah, I need Dark-type moves, and you got some good Dark-type moves, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Ghost Gym, I'm on the Psychic Gym, and I just did, I think I have one more Team Star Base, maybe two.
The fighting one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did the Poison one and the Fire one.
Poison one kicked my ass because I had Sprigatito.
Oh yeah, I think it was getting walked.
Bruh.
That's how I figured out you have to go to the soda machines to heal your Pokemon in there. Because before that, that was fucking...
Yeah.
Just steamroll that whole thing.
Ass kicked. And I had a Gardevoir that's so it's fairy type and weak to poison.
Damn.
And I was like, damn. This is, I'm getting my ass damn. Kicked.
Now, my water... My quack whatever. Like, I know it's Quaxly. Quack. I really don't know. I know it's Sprigatito, Fui Coco, Quaxly. But any of their other forms, I couldn't.
I can't tell you its final evolution. I can actively use that Pokemon.
Yeah.
I still
same. Can't tell you. Kronk.
Did I give it a nickname and that's why? It's probably why.
No, I definitely didn't. I realized I had a phase I went through where I was nicknaming Pokemon. I was like, the fuck was going on? Because it's like OT Anton, but like the Murkrow was like Mob Bird or some shit like that.
Yeah. There was a time where I was doing... I might do this for
another. I nicknamed the Pokemon I use.
I nicknamed the Pokemon, yeah.
If I know I'm going
to
use it,
I'm only using these food. New gen Pokemon. I need to learn their names.
Ah, who cares?
I would just nickname all the Pokemon I could cook, use that Pokemon in a certain dish.
That's fucked. Lechonk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it for me. Lechonk.
Lechonk.
Fire.
It would have been really cool if it was like a normal fire.
Capface kid? Fuck. I know Scovillain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scovillain. I was like, that's a good name. That's a good Pokemon overall. Because mm-hmm. it's Capsaicin and then Scoville.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's I a pepper Pokemon. Little... You got to give it a Firestone to make it evolve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to get one of those little knights.
Oh, you don't have... I got...
I have not
I think I have three of those.
One of them.
Nighttime. Oh, and then what I found out through listening to her... I was just driving, and I had podcasts on. And I had added Kind of Funny's Gamecast review of Scarlet and Violet. And I realized why I didn't play it when it came out. Came out the same week as God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I was definitely playing God of War Ragnarok over a buggy Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah, the game I never finished.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I made sure to finish that. Yeah, Scovillain.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm seasoning that nigga.
That nigga is the season.
Yeah, that's it. It really is.
I don't got to go buy peppers no more at the store. Right. I just had this nigga call for my foods and I'm good. I'm with it.
Oh, I'm eating them.
Oh, I mean, I just wanted to do the long game.
It's a vegan.
Oh, no.
I'm enslaving mine.
No. I can get another
it makes
one.
It more tender.
True. Ah, the struggle. You know, when I learned that, like, literally the pepper of peppers, the heat of it, is literally the pepper's defense mechanism kicking in. So that's literally the pepper kicking and screaming on the way down. Like, trying not to get eaten. And we're just like, the struggle. I love that shit.
Or when the pineapple starts eating you back.
Right. Just biting back, bro. Mm-hmm.
The reason peppers are spicy is because they don't want to get eaten in the wild. Right. And, like, animals won't typically, like, peppers are a serious animal deterrent.
Right.
I don't know. My dog eats peppers just fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of peppers are you giving your dog?
Sweet peppers.
We have taken...
Because I know heat. The seeds, like, fuck them up.
Oh, yeah. Only when I'm cutting them up.
Should be shitting.
She don't get no seeds in it.
Yeah. Shit. Like scotch bonnet peppers.
Is he the ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper.
Oh, Redick, I need your recipe for, like, do you make jerk sauce, or do you know how to make it, like, yourself?
I have not made my own sauce yet, no.
But or is something I'll take your list. Recommendations on, like...
I do have recommendations.
Okay, bet. Because I think I've, like, gotten good at making rice and peas.
Okay, okay.
But now I just want to be able to make my own jerk, or have, like, a better, like, sauce... Or whatever I'm making, like either mushrooms or tofu.
Gotcha, gotcha. I definitely got some recommendations. I know one off the bat is Walker's Wood.
Okay.
They do a good job.
All right.
But also another recommendation is if you go to like the West Indian, the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Oh, so out by my new spot are a bunch of places I went with my parents as a kid for them to get trendy stuff. So there's a Caribbean grocery store that I know where it's at. There's a
that's where you go.
There's a restaurant that the people that own the restaurant now own a restaurant out in Marietta, but apparently it's still a Caribbean spot. So I'm about to see what that's hitting on, because that is fucking right there.
Ooh, shit.
That's oh, yeah, you probably
I'm hyped. I'm hyped for you.
I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta lean into the Caribbean. I'm over here in Stone Mountain. Little Trinidad.
I might have to like cash app you some shit and ask you to bring it next time we record the podcast.
Just bring it with you, bro. Because I will say this, when I'm making the rice and peas, since I usually don't have scotch bonnet, I've been using like the hot pepper sauce.
Kind that of does
a,
work.
As a substitute.
Ooh. Is it the scotch bonnet pepper sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
and that works.
The glass bottle with like the ketchup kind of lid?
I know which one you're talking about. There's multiple though.
No. But that is the one you fucking need right there. It comes in a glass bottle.
It's like, and it really has, like a... Yeah. It looks like a bullet almost, like the shape of the whole joint.
No, it looks more like Trinidad pepper sauce. Because I know this one is a specifically Trini thing, but it goes fucking off. I might be thinking of a
different one then. But yeah. Usually the better ones are the ones you have to go to, like, the Caribbean market.
Oh, for sure.
To find. But there's some consist, like, most, if you're looking for scotch bonnet flavor...
This is what you need.
Oh, I see.
I'm about to see it too.
I'll show you. Did you see the...
Oh, this shit looks hot as fuck.
Yeah, you got to use it very sparingly, but it's very...
I know that one. Yeah. I seen this one.
That shit looks hot as fuck. I'm with it.
I don't see this one often, though, so it probably is more...
Yeah, it's definitely like a...
Yeah,
look
hot as fuck. The seeds and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, that is an ingredient in cooking. This is not like... I've seen people make the mistake of putting this on the food post-preparation, and that is a severe mistake.
Ooh.
This is something that you...
You're not having a good time.
Right. So
there was this little cruel childhood thing we used to do when they made the rice and peas and they put like the actual scotch bonnet pepper in the pot.
Yeah.
But, you know, they tried not to let the pepper bust. And sometimes it would, but it's like, we're not making new rice. So we're just not going to mix it. And then it's literally whoever's sharing out the rice, they try to tell us, yeah, just scoop that part out. But they'll purposely put it in one of our plates so that whoever's eating, you know they got the scotch bonnet bust out rice. They all of a sudden just... like, oh, got that nigga tonight. She was funny, bro.
Yeah, like getting the coconut milk and using that to just cook the rice. I'm like,
coconut milk is the goat.
Fuck the water.
Coconut milk is the goat, bro. Just gotta cook it lower because, you know, it's a little thicker.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been using the rice cooker like a savage.
I need to cook one. I need to purchase one. That's what I need. I need more kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
I've been on a lot of house husband shit lately. So I need to get my appliances right.
Yeah, same.
My washer is going through it.
Ah, damn.
My washer took a tumble
getting
out of the old house. dove into the lawn.
It's not the same?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, damn. Damn.
It'll be all right. I mean, it works. It's functioning.
Sure?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds.
It's getting the job done. It's just doing it differently.
It's just missing panels, like...
Okay.
And, like, the handle's, like... I got to hold the handle from the bottom, because if I pull it from the top, I'm just going to pull the handle off completely.
Oh, see, I'm like...
It's just got a little more character now.
Yeah, that's all. You know, some personality.
We all have our quirks.
Unless you're Deku.
He got.
Hey, kid, eat this here.
Oh, man. Yeah, when you say it like that.
I need you to take in my DNA.
Wow.
What?
Wow. By any means necessary. Oh, I guess we could do hair.
Alright. Well, does anybody have one more thing before we wrap, or we got...
Ooh, I do have one more thing personally.
Because this devolves into madness.
I want to say that I do love Monster Hunter, but there's some things Dragon's Dogma has done that Monster Hunter has still yet to do when it comes to interacting with monsters, and I just hope they put it in a new game. Cause
it's not
going to
happen. No.
I really just hope.
I was listening to the 8-4 Play podcast, and they are a localization team that's worked with Capcom. And part of the reason they're doing the stuff they're doing in Dragon's Dogma 2 is to differentiate it from Monster Hunter.
But even Dragon's Dogma 1, there's some stuff they did. I'm like, that'll be cool if they incorporate. Like, just for example, like, one of the things that you learn is that the big ogre niggas, if you hop on one side of it, they literally lose balance. And if you just stay hung on to that side and hold on, eventually he'll top over if somebody hits the leg that he's leaning on. And your companions can learn that shit and, like, actually implement that strategy and shit. I feel like there's a lot of strategy in Monster Hunter, but it'll be cool if, you know, there can be, like, a weight thing. Like, if you have a heavy character and they're on one side of the monster, it's easier to topple if somebody hits the legs type shit. You feel me? That would be fucking cool.
With that, it comes to... They have to start looking at the overall mechanics of the game and have to tweak that all around.
Well, I mean, they...
Because then it's like, if we're looking at weight, then now these weapons have to weigh a certain amount. This armor has to weigh a certain amount. And should we take fall damage?
Oh, right, our ankles are we going to account
for gravity and, like, doing a jumping attack, diving down?
That would be sick with a great sword. If you miss, you die, but if you land,
that would not be sick.
But if you land, that's just like almost a one hit KO or straight to just a lot of health, I guess you say. Not straight to that.
Imagine carding because you miss.
Right? I feel like, fuck it. If they want to, I say they should give us the chance, the opportunity to do it. They should also give us a chance to ban somebody temporarily from a party so that there's no griefers. They just keep coming to waste tonight. Waste my cards dive bombing. Right.
I mean, they do that not dive bombing. Right. They just show up and waste your cards regardless.
At least they're getting killed by a monster mechanic. And not their own, their own bullshit.
Like, some of it is just like, how are you dying? It's running away currently. Like, right. How did it cart you in leaving the fucking zone?
They got jumped by endemic.
They're on one, and they got jumped. They got headbutt by a fucking little asshole.
Right, and Tekka just rammed a nigga. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there in the.
Yeah, the TGS happened. There was a bunch of news. There was a lot of Yakuza.
There was no Monster Hunter announcement.
No Monster Hunter. We got a 20th anniversary website that's selling a Latreon figure. Huh? Huh? Huh?
How many inches?
Oh, man.
Looks substantial. Probably not a full 19, but that's reserved for Venom and Sephiroth.
True.
That's fair.
But it also looks a lot more expensive than either of those. Because, you know, Monster Hunter, like, when they go all out, they go all the way the fuck out with some of those figures. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, until next time, you can follow us all collectively around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever, at Anton63X's. Chris, where can people find you?
Check out our website, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. Come and join the Discord and let's try to find that meme if you listen to the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
Madrid.
You can follow me at x_Spain on IG.
All right, Radic, where can people find you?
You can find me at Radic by Nature on just about every social media platform.
All right. This has been a Radic Records production. The video version is edited by Lana Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.